And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM at 106.1 FM, both members of the Husker Radio Group. We now welcome in Brenda Oftenkamp, one of the extension educators with the University of Nebraska. Brenda, always good to see you.
Yes, great to be here. The sun is out and I'm out of the house, so I'm excited.
Beautiful temperatures here. It's been beautiful weather, so obviously we would be talking about a little bit of 4-H, but with this COVID-19, it's just changed things quite a bit here.
It has, and within my food, nutrition, and health realm of working this last year, we've created an online self-paced cooking club for the month of June. So that's what I want to encourage people about. It's called Let's Bake and Create Cooking Club, and it's intended for those youth that are three to eighth grades.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting my ages and my grades mixed up here. But and so the intent is that they're going to enroll and they have to do that online. They'll take a pre-survey and then weekly they will get an envelope with us that will have new skills, new baking and cooking skills. It'll have a recipe that's featured for that week. And we're going to do a recipe that's a yeast recipe as well as a non-yeast recipe. And then it'll have a number of paper pencil kind of activities plus some other games and activities. And then it's going to give links to going online to watching videos about creating the featured recipe plus activities and videos and kind of thing around the lesson of the week. And so that will happen all throughout June.
Awesome. So obviously a lot of information with this and a lot of online information available with this. You mentioned those videos, so I'm sure that's going to be a great resource people can go back and reference for weeks and days to come.
Right. And so for our families out there, you know, especially for parents transitioning back to work, this could be something that you have your child signed up for. They're going to look forward to hopefully something coming in the mail every week, and then they're going to get those links and be able to go to these safe environments on the internet to learn, and then they're also going to get to go into the kitchen and strengthen the skills, or maybe for the first time start learning how to measure and bake and follow the videos and other enrichment activities that we're going to have.
And very much a life skill too, Brenda. I mean, obviously we want the kids to get in the kitchen and learn how to make good yet nutritious food, and the earlier the better.
Right. No, I would agree, and I know for some parents, and I was probably one of them, it's sometimes a little stressful to turn your child loose in the kitchen because the end result is that you're in there for an hour cleaning and scrubbing things, and usually not just counters but the floor and all of that. But boy, you talk life skills. That really is valuable. One little mess, and now as my kids move out of the house, a little sticky floor maybe would be welcomed to clean up after a child, because when they're gone, they really do need those life skills, and I don't care if they're a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking and baking and understanding the differences, and that only is going to encourage them to eat healthier, know how to make things from scratch. I think that's what the last 3 months have taught a lot of us as a nation. Were we really prepared as a nation to feed our families from scratch without going to the turnkey ready to, you know, serve foods that we buy at the supermarket?
No, absolutely, yeah. And I think there's a lot of people that venture to say, my goodness, I've had to brush off some skills that I forgot that I had and that our younger generations might not have. So it's important to
cultivate
that.
Right. And you say that. So this probably is one of the features of the whole Let's Bake and Create Cooking Club, is to instill those cooking skills and baking skills younger in youth, but then to give them some opportunities for some excitement. They're not going to be able to go to do some of the normal summer activities, so hopefully this can be a new spark in their week, getting a mailing and thinking about this featured activity. And for those enrolled 4-H'ers, you know, whether you're in Lincoln County or not, these recipes probably are pertinent to fair exhibits, and we are going to make muffins. The last week is around a muffin recipe, and we're going to show them how they evaluate it. So they're actually going to be a judge, and how do you evaluate a muffin? So we're going to talk qualities of a muffin and what you're really looking for. And you know, with muffins, that's the one baked good that you don't stir too much or you really affect the end result. And so we're going to learn all of those things.
So how do you evaluate a muffin then, Brenda?
Well, you have to break it in two, Tristan.
Okay.
And you look at if there's air pockets developed, if there's big gaps in the structure of the muffin, as well as, you know, if you have a peaked muffin, that means you have overstirred, versus a rounded top muffin. And so there's some real skill there in developing a good one. And then we're also going to investigate putting from blueberries to raspberries to applesauce into your muffin, and how does that change the dynamics of it, as well as increasing whole grains. I think the recipe that we are going to feature that week, one of them has oatmeal in it. And oatmeal would be one of those whole grains. And remember, out of all the grain food groups that we eat each day, half should be whole grains. Mm-hmm. And so the youth are going to get to focus on that and understand the My Plate and where all those different five food groups come into play to making us healthy and strong and positioned for life.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, and this is key, too. I mean, one thing that we've learned quite a bit here in the past several weeks with this coronavirus is how important it is to stay healthy and how important it is to make sure our health is in peak physical condition, and that includes keeping that plate full of nutritious yet tasty food.
Right, right. You know, when you say that and staying healthy, even as we start transitioning and little by little going back to whatever that normal is going to be, you know, the healthier you are, the stronger your immune system is, and that's probably your first combat against all of this, and then second is wearing that mask and the social distancing and all those things that they've put into place. But hopefully things like this and others we can teach our young people, and they're going to be well positioned to be adults and leaders in the future.
Absolutely.
So yeah, to sign up for this baking club, it's all a website, Tristan, and I think the easiest way for them to do is to go to our local website, which is llm.unl.edu, and you'll see there the Bake and Create Cooking Club. I mean, I have a URL, and it's let's Bake and Create Cooking Club, all one word,
okay.
But it goes behind go.unl.edu, so it gets really complicated.
It's a long one.
Right. So I encourage you just to go to LLM, which is Lincoln Logan McPherson Counties.unl.edu, to find out about the Let's Bake and Create, or they can always call the office. We have county personnel at the extension office answering phones and really keeping very, very busy because we're not there, but all of us, University Stefan, we're still working as a team from a distance, and so we're running 100 miles an hour, and I know the 4-H staff in our office are gearing up to do 4-H activities. They're a little different this month in terms of, or really in June here, in terms of workshops and those kind of things, but there are a lot of offerings, and so I would encourage people that want more beyond just the cooking club to go to our website and look at some of those things. There are workshops to be had that are following all of the guidelines that we're living within right now.
Absolutely. And if folks want to get additional information about this, you mentioned they can definitely reach out to the extension office, but I'm sure if they want to get some information from you, email would probably be the best way.
Yep, you can email me, boftoncamp1, which is another time toaster to try to figure out how to spell that name. But sure, boftoncamp, and probably if you go into any kind of university or just say, type in Nebraska Extension on the internet, there'll be a directory and you can come up with my name and email or call the office. And here in North Platte, that's 532-2683.
And you have a canning class coming up too, right?
I do have a canning class. Shh, don't tell anyone. It's coming up June 2nd, and we've maxed out the webinar system for the University of Nebraska, and they've had to max it.
What so a great problem to have, though.
It is a great problem, but I have 700 people that will be joining me on June 2nd. So myself and several coworkers are gearing up for that, and that's an hour and a half basics to canning. And once we offer this large webinar, we hope to tape it and then have it up there so that people can review it as well as contact us with questions and so forth. And this is a real basic one. So if you're starting to think about canning or preserve from your garden and want to learn some steps, maybe you did a little bit last year or the year before, but if you really want to learn the scientific why behind things, this webinar is really intended for you. So stay in tune. Either email me, contact me, or watch our website. And as soon as we get the June 2nd large webinar over with, we are going to have some access. As well as I would anticipate, we're starting to work towards doing some more specified kind of ones. Like there might be a webinar on jams and jellies. There might be one just on pickling. There might be one just on pressure canning, that kind of thing,
sure,
all throughout June and July, because the social distancing thing is really going to create where we can't do face-to-face as easily. And I think, and it's proven with 700 people joining me on June 2nd that I can reach the masses and hopefully fulfill our jobs of reaching out with educational materials to clientele.
Well, and you could make the argument that it's more important to know how to can and can properly now with this pandemic, because that's going to leave more more on the shelf for you to possibly turn to if the virus does flare up again and you're not encouraged to go to Gary's.
That's exactly
or Walmart
right. That's exactly right. And then when we do preserve, you know, that's the thing that I developed this whole webinar around, the premise of, do you understand how to adjust your processing, whether your poundage gauge for pressure canning or your time for processing a water bath by altitude. The altitude influences that. You cannot change recipes. And then what is the source for a recipe? You only want to use scientifically tested recipes because of the acidity of the foods that are, or, you know, the items that are in that recipe affect that. And that needs to really be noted when you're home canning and preserving.
And I think it was a couple months ago we talked about the importance of having your canning utensils up to code and making sure that things are up to snuff, so to speak.
Yes, boy, you are a good one, buddy.
Well, thank you.
We are, and if you want to have that, that pressure canner gauge tested, we are still doing that at the Extension office for $5, and that's all in our entryway, and our county staff out there have been testing gauges and having me on the phone, walking them through the process and answering questions, and so yes, if you're thinking about pressure canning specifically as the summer comes on and you want that gauge checked, we will do that at the Extension office located here in North Platte.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I think that's it. Thank you very much. And, you know, call the office. That's the big thing. If you want to know of some things that are going on or if we'll be releasing that canning video and some of those things, 532-2683.
Well, Brenda, always good to see you. Appreciate the time this morning.
Great. Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a check of news.